In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Here we go. These are April read on the consumer price index, arguably one of the most important metrics at this point in time. Up 0.2 on headline, and that is a 0.1 lighter than expected. And do remember, in the rearview mirror, at least up to now, unrevised, that minus 0.1 was a 5-year low.
Wow, that was Rick Santelli yesterday talking about these inflation numbers that came out, and I was anxious to talk to our friend Taylor Riggs about that from the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. She's on the phone with us this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
How would those numbers strike you? I know it was lower than expected, lowest since 2021. Yeah. Everybody was kind of expecting inflation to go up because of the tariffs, right?
Yeah, you know, this is where I get so frustrated, Mark, and you know how I usually try to come on your program and be cool, calm, and collected, but all we have been hearing for 3 months is tariffs are inflationary, consumers going to freak out, prices are going up for everyone,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, inflation comes in better than expected, and every analyst note I read said, oh, well, they weren't going to be impacted in April anyways because dealers still had 3 months inventory on hand. So we weren't going to see higher prices show up in the CPI print until later this summer, 3 months down the road. Okay, well, which is it? Because consumers have been totally freaked out into thinking that the world is ending, the stock market's collapsing, prices are going up, shelves are empty for Christmas, no presents for anyone. But then when the real data comes out, they say, oh, well, April wasn't going to show it anyways. So I'm sort of upset about the messaging and how we've scared consumers into thinking that the world is ending. Guess what? Inflation is better than expected. Of course, there are places where there is still more work to do. But gas prices are down. Airfare prices are down. Look, the trade deal that we had with China over the weekend, I think most people think is a game changer in the fact that it's a big de-escalation of where we were. The stock market is on the S&P 500 now 200 points higher than it was on Liberation Day. We've turned positive for the year. So had you just stayed the course and not done all of this panic selling in the stock market, you'd still be winning.
Yes. It's true. And, you know, I've watched the deal that the president's trying to make on tariffs with China. And here's my question. If all of this continues to unfold as it appears, Taylor, and I know you don't have a crystal ball to look into here, the tariffs have dropped on China. We got to deal with the UK. Supposedly there are 60 other countries lined up to even the playing field with us to some extent on trade. How does Jerome Powell continue to look into the camera and say, I'm not going to cut interest rates?
Great question. Okay, so if the economy comes in better than expected and you get good trade deals, which means there isn't going to be inflation or we're back down to our 2% target, then he could stay the course or cut. You could argue that rates right now are a little bit too restrictive and that they're higher than where the 3 month or the 2 year yield is at this moment, right? And so that's showing that the Fed is higher and should come down.
Taylor, your phone line is breaking up on us a little bit. I just want to warn you about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm right near by the TV sex. I just ran off TV to call you guys, so I apologize. I hope that you all can hear me. I understand that Jay Powell had to be cautious on tariffs given the uncertainty, but I agree that if the tariff headwind is behind us, that means that there's no more uncertainty about higher inflation. He should be able to cut rates.
Right. Right. I would agree on that. I want to play a soundbite and then get your reaction to it. This was Newt Gingrich on Fox earlier this week.
It's an absolute big step towards what I described in my newsletter at Gingrich 360 as the coming Trump boom, which I believe is real. I think when you get beyond the noise, the amount of investment you cited in the last segment, the amount of tax breaks that are going to encourage development, encourage work, and I think this is a very important part of it. And then, frankly, the cuts in regulations and the cuts in spending, which will create more space for interest rates to start coming down. It's pretty hard for me to look at all that and not see how it becomes a boom. And on top of that,
yeah. So he thinks that all of this is coinciding and dovetailing quite nicely.
I think if tariffs were the headwind, the big, beautiful tax cut bill is going to be the big tailwind.
Okay.
Exactly the playbook that we had in 2017. GDP growth jumped to 3.5% instead of 2.5%. Let's get back to that. The data is very clear. Art Laffer knows this better than anyone. If you cut tax rates, revenue goes up because people want to buy and spend and invest in America. You saw that with the Saudi deal yesterday. Incentivize companies to want to come here. Incentivize the ability to deduct full expensing of factories and factory equipment to make it better to plan and invest and build here. So I think that is going to be a huge tailwind. And I think Congress is aiming for maybe about July right now, which would be great. That gives time for people to really feel the effects of that before we go to the polls in the midterms next fall.
That's right. I'm sure that's what they're hoping for anyway. Taylor, what are you working on for your show today?
You know, more about this Saudi investment. This is huge. This shows that the U.S. and the Middle East can be AI dominant and push out China. We do not want the Middle East to have to turn to China for AI. So if you have companies like NVIDIA, AMD, Uber, all of these big tech companies, OpenAI, who said that they're investing in UAE data centers, and Saudi Arabia is investing in AI here in the U.S., that is absolutely a positive. We need to be the leader in AI. And all of those tech stocks had a monster rally yesterday, and they're continuing it today because this really could be an AI tech boom.
Very good. Taylor Riggs will be watching today starting at noon Central. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Taylor Riggs there from The Big Money Show on Fox Business.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.